Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
A lot of Christians have the idea that it's just me and God. You know, I pray and I worship and I surrender and I follow His word and I believe in the Holy Spirit and I do all that stuff. That's what we call the vertical Christian. They can relate very well to God. But the horizontal thing, all they like to do with them is that they give to them. I have people in my life that I mentor, disciple, and I employ, and I guide, and I coach these people. So they think my gasoline for life and energy comes from God vertically, but everything with the people I'm with is just outgo. I'm supposed to take care of all these people. Nothing can be further from the truth. The neuroscience backs up what the Bible's been saying for thousands of years. We were meant to be a community where we meet their needs and they meet our needs. And if you turn to 1 Peter 4:10, it's one of my favorite passages, Susie. It says, we are the stewards of God's manifold grace. All right, if we're the stewards of His grace, that means that people are the delivery system of grace to each other. So it's not just get the goodies from God and then go help everybody else. Get the goodies from God. Get the goodies from other people. Be vulnerable. Tell people, I need to vent today. Can I take you to coffee and just kind of vent about my crummy day? Or I've been beating myself up because I screwed up on the Smith account. Or I wasn't a very good wife today, and I need you to talk to me about it. We need to need each other just like we need to need God. That's community.
Wow, that is so good. And you think about if we keep ourselves in a position of just giving to others, we really do wall ourselves off. And there's some pride in that because it's like, you need me, but I don't exactly need you.
I have a great statement about that. I love what you're saying, because if that's the way I look at life, if I'm supposed to just get my needs met by God and I'm supposed to take care of other needs, then I'm making those other people sin.
Ooh.
Because they're coming to me to have their needs met, and I don't believe I should do that. I should just come to God. So I'm giving them a system of love and grace that I'm not doing myself.
Wow. We have to take responsibility for our own choices. This is something that needs to make a comeback in these days, I think, John. But go ahead and talk to that one.
Well, you know, it all comes back to Galatians 6, Susie, where Paul says, what a person sows, they will reap. And responsibility is just basically saying, I want to sow good things in life. I want to sow love and truth and a work ethic and great relationships, and I should reap, you know, a reasonably happy life and all that. But people that don't look at this, who don't believe in the law of sowing and reaping, think, I need to reap really good stuff, and I don't have to do anything about it. And what happens is they get passed over for love, work, jobs, everything, because the world works better when somebody says, and here's the phrase I always use with my clients, my life is my problem. Success in life, my failure in life, that's my problem. I'm going to want to have a lot of support and help and prayers and wisdom from my friends and God, but my life's really my problem. Those people are extremely successful.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.